Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming.
Hey, yo.
Starring Matt, Alana, Jay, Rob, Zach, and guest starring.
I'm here.
Okay. And today we are playing Fortnite and Mario Kart at the same time.
Yeah, once it finishes downloading.
The way God meant it.
Watch out, Rob. That guy's really good.
Yeah.
And we're also talking Star Wars Acolyte Episode 3, the one that apparently a lot of people got mad about.
All right, we're going to die.
Oh.
Such fake rage.
Yeah, it set the internet afire.
Such and fake rage.
Having watched it, I didn't really see what the problem was.
Like, what's new about this episode? Why this one?
They claim that it completely throws out what makes Anakin Skywalker special.
Oh, really? It
completely changes the lore of Star Wars.
The Immaculate Conception?
Yes, which is absolutely stupid because they describe that it's a completely different thing.
Yeah, I thought they were implying that they did something kind of sketchy to do it.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it in cartoons. We've seen it in multiple times. All right, we'll get there. How about we just talk and we'll get there.
Ooh,
that's right.
Teaser. I love it.
So yeah, so the beginning is a new planet. So I guess they're listening to the complaints that Star Wars is in the same three planets over and over again.
Braddock. And we to our young May and OSHA, you know they're young May and OSHA because they have the exact same hair.
Yeah, they look like twins when they're young.
But this time they're different actresses, which is weird. They wear
the same clothing.
Parent Trap.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be difficult, but are you guys sure that they're different? That it's two different actors?
I looked it up. They had the same last name, but they are two different actresses. That's why I guess they're not identical twins, though. Which is like, come on, Disney couldn't afford real identical twins.
Couldn't afford real identical twins.
You think people are actually? I mean, I'm surprised they didn't just AI.
But they're sisters. Yeah. They're obviously sisters, right?
Yeah, no. they're sisters. Yeah.
Are they different stage names or something? Because I was surprised because there's a couple obvious camera angles where one of them's walking and you just see the back of one of their heads. So I thought they were trying to do like a camera trick to hide that it's the same actor.
No,
it's camera direction.
Yeah.
This camera tricking to say that they're not identical.
Oh, okay. Don't make it so clear.
Oh, maybe one's just like a body double for the other one?
No, maybe, but more likely that they just didn't want it to be so obvious, like always have them together so it's obvious, super obvious. I'm not even sure.
They thought they'd act better against each other if they were, you know, actual twins than like some 6-year-old acting against themselves. It might be too much.
It turns out that this is the perfect show for this podcast because where else are you going to get an identical twin perspective on identical twins portrayed in the show? This is the only place.
You're the only identical twins that watch Star Wars.
This is our competitive advantage.
Yeah. So, what do you think?
Yeah, what's your hot takes?
Yeah, give us your take on this twinsies.
Yeah, Matt, go ahead.
I think it's pretty true to life. You know, one of us was loyal to the family and wanted to do what our parents said and
stay behind
as a team. And one of us wanted to strike out on their own and break us apart and separate us.
Explore the world and
correct.
Be part of
betray everything we stand for.
One of us is a sociopath.
Yeah. But it's not the
Which one of you
today.
Likes fire?
Yeah.
And one of us likes crushing bugs, and the other one also likes crushing bugs?
Which one of you likes cults?
I should be very offended that this show promotes very hurtful stereotypes of identical twins, namely that one of them's evil.
Yeah, I agree. I do have to say, I did like when they were like all the pushing and shoving. I thought that was great.
And they're just constantly pushing each other.
during a lesson, and she's trying to tell them something important, and they're like just shoving each other. Because usually, when you see kids in TV shows and movies, they're like perfect,
behaved,
right? Like they always do exactly what they're supposed to do. They sit there patiently listening to the adult, and then say, "Yes, father."
Especially during a cult like ceremony lesson.
Right. Or they're like the opposite, and they're like just completely out of control and like just the worst. So it's nice to see kind of the happy medium, you know.
Shot at.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like kids are either too childish or too adult like.
Yeah, exactly.
But are the Jedi's the cult? Think about it.
That's what's funny is they're both the cult.
Star Wars stories talk about non-Jedi force users.
Mm.
Has that come up in the past?
Yeah, I mean, there are Night Sisters, right? The Night Sisters have been in other mediums quite a bit.
A lot. Right? I would say they've been in a lot. Yeah.
I feel like Disney's had a lot of, like Rogue One, like these, like, oh, they're not technically Jedi's, but...
Yeah, they're pushing for more of that.
A long time ago. With the staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think they're pushing for more of that?
I mean, they have been. They've been incorporating more and more about that, which works because, I mean, that's part of, like, Legends. There's a lot more than just the Jedi who are tuned to the Force.
It's almost like a battle of do the Jedi get to own the Force or not? You know,
exactly.
And also, I think Disney doesn't understand what's special about Star Wars, and they think what's special about Star Wars is the Force, so they try to get the Force in as much as possible, even if it's like not doesn't make sense.
That's kind of a hot take. You think the Force is what makes Star Wars special?
No, it's not. No, he's saying Disney thinks that.
Oh, what do you think?
The classic tropes of good and evil, retelling of a classic story in an innovative area, you know.
I think it's the gritty setting.
Special effects and great characters and all of those things, you know, a happy combination of all those things.
Lightsabers.
Yeah.
No, not lightsabers.
Well, I think the lightsabers make a big difference.
It's not the lightsabers.
Mm, okay.
Sure, it's the lightsabers.
All right, let's move on. So they're living in a fortress. But the fortress is also what? Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Well, I wrote down just to go back to the twin thing for a second. They do another twin stereotype where they have like a long convoluted twin secret handshake. And I wrote down, Zach, how come we don't have one of those? What are we doing with our lives?
No. What are you doing with your life?
You guys remember this part?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a dance moves and gestures and some kind of words.
Do they have some song? Yeah, do you guys have a song?
No. Me and you and me all together, something.
Yeah, perfect.
I thought that was
part of each other.
Together.
Yeah.
Creepy, yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be creepy if you had a twin, like, combo special move like they do.
Super combo.
Later,
there's
I'm
a song later on.
Secret handshake from sixth grade.
Ooh.
With my friend.
Ooh.
I did as well.
Do they?
Ours,
I don't know. We're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, ouch. So can you tell us the secret handshake?
you want to know mine?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to show Alana, and this is may or may not transfer over a podcast. So you have to like take three fingers like this.
Okay, just to jump to the left.
You know, like snap, and then do a snappy finger
snap
guns.
And snatch. Okay.
Snap finger guns at each other, and then you have to do a thumbs down. And you have to say blow a raspberry at the same time. And then you have to do like disco, like Saturday Night Fever, like ooh, ooh, but you have to go the opposite way.
Oh, geez.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Fascinating.
Fist
bumps?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that was backwards.
Backwards,
the hardest part.
Oh, yeah. Well, I always went that way.
Okay. That's a good handshake.
Thanks.
So, and can you explain why you had a secret handshake? Is it the idea that like one of you could be like a body double or something and you need to verify their identity?
No, because it's cool.
Just because it's cool.
I can't say that it had that much practical use.
Fair enough.
They're fun.
It was just for fun.
It's fun to have secrets.
It wasn't even that secretive. We did it in front of people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think your friend still remembers it?
Oh, I hope so.
I guarantee my friend still remembers mine.
Wow, he guarantees it.
I guarantee it. It's something that they would probably... It's the type of thing that they would remember. Ours was a snap, and then you point up, snap, point down, snap, high five. Wait, snap up, snap down, snap, high five. Fist pound, and...
Jay.
Swish and flick.
Jay!
What?
They're killing us.
Don't be a hero. Well,
stop dying.
There's someone else coming the other way.
To the parent trap.
Right, so we learned they have...
Handshakes.
We learned they have two moms, and one of them is strict, and one of them is lenient.
Also, one of the moms is the Darth Maul race.
Yes.
Yes, Zabra. That means
she's evil.
How dare you, Alana? That is so racist.
Yes, though.
What is wrong with you?
This is Star Wars, okay? All planets have one biome. All races are good or bad.
Wow. You said it, not me. Celestia.
Well, Zabrox,
you have here.
Zabrox, the home planet of the Night Sisters are where the Zabrox originate from. So, well, I guess no longer the home planet. It's where the Zabrox, it's where the Night Sisters came.
Is that Dathomir?
Zach, do you want to step back out?
Yeah. It's where they come from when they leave the other world or the other, the whatever you might call it, from Ahsoka. Yeah, it's the home planet, basically.
Yeah.
Or their universe.
Okay, and the girls are nervous because they have to ascend, and...
Well, really just the one girl.
Right.
The other one's like, bring it on.
Yeah, she's excited. Into it.
You get to join the witches.
And the witches are hiding from everyone, but especially the Jedi.
They're being hunted by the Jedi.
Well, we don't necessarily know. We know that they're not supposed to practice, and the Jedi are keeping their eyes on it.
I think my wonder,
because they're exiled.
I think they say if people find out we're here, the Jedi will come for us, and then we're going to have to leave again.
Yes, they're yes.
Also, mostly upset about the fact that they were teaching children, or they had children.
Yeah,
taking children away from the parents.
Teaching children the Force when that's their job, to steal kids and teach them the Force.
Steal? What are you talking about, steal?
The Jedi took kids.
The Jedi?
Do they?
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying kids. Stealing.
Do they always have consent?
Was there any time we don't have consent? What's at the time they didn't have consent? I'm sick of this Disney Star Wars defaming the Jedi.
Well, regardless, I think they were also trying to leave the Night Sisters because they were exiled.
Aren't Night Sisters or something else?
So much, yeah. That's my guess. They're probably an offshoot, much like the Mando, like in Mando, like
they're like an
offshoot
group
of the Mandalorians. This is an offshoot of the Night Sisters because I mean we have our own mother. And
did everybody ready up? Sorry. Did anybody ready up?
Yeah, well, no, I went back to lobby.
There we go.
All right. Zach, are you almost in?
Not quite. I think another game I'll be able to get in.
Okay. All right, because the Night Sisters all have the one mother and then the trio of support. And the fact that they're calling this one mother, it probably implies that they are an offshoot subsect of the Night Sisters. And considering that there's like equals, that's not a thing that happens. And so I'm assuming that they are both unwelcome from the Night Sisters as well as the Jedi.
Okay, interesting. All right, so they get the lesson about fighting and they do the typical mysticism.
The power of one.
The threads, the light.
The power of two.
Through us. Well, no, that's the essential.
Power of many.
Well, no, it's during their lesson. The power, the thread, and the power of one, where she throws the one. Nice sister, and then the power of two, where she throws two, and then she throws the kids around, and then.
Actually, yeah, I mean, I guess after the ceremony, I mean, after the lesson, you pretty much go straight to the ascension ceremony, right?
After having that conversation of, man, I don't want to ascend. I want to see the world. If they are like children who have not seen the world and been in hiding, how do they know about like the world and all that stuff?
Like, they just
you live don't. In a house. How do you know that there's a world outside the house? No, the main issue I had with the episode is not that Osha wants to see the world. That makes sense. What doesn't make sense to me is why she would want to join the Jedi. That's not clearly portrayed in this episode because they're being hunted by the Jedi. So it's like
saying,
that's like saying I want to like join the Nazis, right?
See, but that's why I think that's also the reason why I don't think it's necessary that they're hunted by the Jedi. I think they're exiled by the Night Sisters, and they've heard stories of the Jedi that the Jedi have been around, and they obviously have some sort of formal education, or not even formal education.
Osha also just wants to be around other kids who aren't her identical sister.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
Right. It's not that bad. In fact, it was great until Alana came along.
But yeah, that's part of the reason why I think it's not just that the Jedi are the ones that are hunting him, it's the fact that they're exiled and like because they otherwise that would have been drilled into their head. Like
I thought the episode could have done a little bit more to establish why she's willing to leave everyone she knows and her identical twin sister behind. That was like a really big. Like when like the obvious comparison, and this is very obvious at the end, is like she's like Luke, right? So Luke is like, I can't wait to get out of here. Like I hate it here. I'm willing to leave everything behind. But it's different for Luke because he obviously he doesn't have much going on, and it's not that he's not being forced to stay. It's just I guess he basically is being forced to stay, but not for malicious reasons. He feels trapped.
Well,
I don't know. I feel like he could have done a better job establishing that. That's all.
Matt, this reminds me of one of my arguments that I had with Christian that we had. One of our most contentious arguments we had in the Spy Guys. Which is we watched the Get Smart movie starring Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway. Okay.
Yeah.
And The Rock.
And for those of you who are not familiar with it, Steve Carell is an analyst who works really, really hard to lose a bunch of weight so he could become a field agent. Okay? And it bugged me that they...
Wait, that's sizest.
What?
Well, it was made at a different time.
Wait.
What? Are you talking about Get Smart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to see a fat suit, so everything was okay.
But anyway, so I was like, I want the movie to explain to me why he wanted to work so hard to become an agent. Why he wasn't happy where he was. And Christian said, you don't need to explain it. Obviously, everyone wants to be an agent. Everyone wants to be James Bond. What more explanation do you need?
I mean, is he wrong?
I think I kind of do agree with Christian on this one. Sorry, yeah. Dude.
Yeah. I'm okay.
That's like saying you work for NASA and he wants to be an astronaut and they need to explain why he wants to be an astronaut. Like, not really.
And the Jedi's have lightsabers. I mean, enough said. They look cool.
They're awesome.
The witches.
What do the witches have? They do finger tricks.
I like the tattoos.
All right.
Way to break the.
All right, so now we move like on to the ascension. Let's move on to the ascension ceremony with the singing. And I didn't think it was that bad. There was a lot of thrusting though, and like kind of like pseudo sexual eye rolls. There was me. Is that just me?
I just didn't like. I didn't appreciate that it was asynchronous, but not on purpose. It was just they just weren't syncing up. Melodically, and none of their gestures lined up, and no one was on the beat, and
their ADR singing was matching perfectly. Like they really practiced that part.
Honestly, the ascension didn't seem like a big deal. They just give you a little tattoo, and you're good.
I appreciate. Well, I mean, it has to be at that specific time. I like that in the background. You could always see the dual. I don't know if moons or what they are, but you see the two,
the black and red, whatever.
Yeah, the blue and red.
Blue and red.
Yeah. And then you see that the fact it's that they align, and that's probably why they do the ascension at that point, because of that's showing the one, the two, the many, or whatever.
I had the thought, like, of course this is going to get interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right at the perfect time, which I know happens all the time in movies, but I was just like, I don't know. Somehow it just really bothered me this time.
You're growing up. You're starting to see all the tropes. Starting to see the lines of code in the Matrix. But it is really lazy, I think.
Well, especially because of the flashbacks, so you kind of know where this is all going anyway. So like, it's kind of like 40 minutes wasted.
Can't argue with that. The all right, so we learned that they. I guess we won't talk about them having not a father yet, because before they do, the Jedi arrive, and
this is the best part.
Because of the Wookiee?
No, because Sol giving his lightsaber to Osha, like it's not a loaded gun.
Okay.
Sol is so nice.
he is nice.
What did you guys think of the Wookiee Jedi? I thought he had a little uncanny valley going on.
I thought it was okay.
How come no one was translating for him? Usually, like, they're like, yeah, Sol, like, or not Sol, whatever his name is. Yeah, blah, 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 we agree with you. Or, like,
everybody's
but they're just, says something and they just kind of look at him.
Well, you know, when you say stuff, we don't just kind of look at you, too. You don't always
Wow.
I wasn't clear on if they could understand or not. I guess I assumed they could. Kind of like with the droids. It's like,
right.
Beep, beep, beep. Right. Oh, of course, yeah.
Beep, boop. Beep, boop,
bloop. Good point. You're right, R2.
I guess that's true.
I guess that is true. I mean, some people understand Kashyyyk. They just can't say it, I guess.
Shriwook?
Yeah, right, Shriwook. No, I was okay with it. I was okay with it. And it's an interesting moral dilemma. So the Jedi come in and they say, we hear you're training children. And it is true. It's kind of funny. It's like, we're the only ones who can do that.
Yeah, it's like they're good. It's like, you take your children from a young age. It's like, who do you think you're talking to?
Like, I gave birth to this child.
Yeah. I'm like, this was like kind of colonialist vibes of, you know, governments taking kids and putting them in their own schools.
Well, that's the whole argument about the Jedi, that they are.
Yeah.
They do have their own schools.
Star Wars thing. But is there ever any other reference to this thing of like, you can't teach a child anything?
The Force?
Yeah.
If you're not the Jedi?
Yeah.
We've never seen them say, maybe that's where the controversy comes in, because we've seen them say, okay, your child is strong in the Force. If he comes with us, we can teach him to wield it and he can be a Jedi and a force for good in the universe. We've never seen them say, your child is strong in the Force. And you're not allowed to teach them anything about it. Only we could do that, and we're going to stop you.
We've seen them say, your child's strong in the Force, and they should be a Jedi. And the kid's like, no, thank you. And they're like, well, too bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why they get rid of the Night Sisters. They get rid of all the other factions of Force users.
Who's they?
Yeah. The Jedi.
Well, how do you know?
Oh, Jedi.
Is that canon? Yeah.
I mean, kind of.
Kind of.
Hearing them say this rule or regulation about it, though, it was another moment where I was like, well, that's convenient. This particular situation. Maybe it is a thing.
Yeah.
But also, this is the High Republic, so I mean, maybe rules have changed a little bit, but I mean, who knows?
Yeah, the High Republic was a different age of the Jedi, but I mean, they still like, yeah, they, this is their height of power when they really think of, they're like the best, and that they should be the only ones in control.
So Osha agrees to leave with the Jedi, and then they just kind of hang around, like they don't leave.
No, they need it. She's just the test.
I know, but like, it's really awkward. Like, they let her go back. I would be worried about them, like, doing something to her, you know?
Yeah, me too. Why didn't they just all flee?
Yeah, like, why don't we do the test on the ship, and then we'll drop you off if it doesn't work out?
Yeah.
So, guys, I actually had a couple of questions as well. Somebody says the Jedi sliced the platform. What does that mean?
I don't know what that meant.
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
I remember that, but I don't know what it means.
Okay, and then there's a part. Like, I thought they cut through with their lightsabers, but maybe it was a hacked it.
Hmm. They probably have a ship. Mm-hmm. It is Star Wars after all.
Slice usually means hack.
For what? People who know Star Wars, it does.
Yeah. Slicing means hacking in Star Wars universe. Yeah.
Yes, Alana, of course. You knew that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did, Alana. You should. No.
Okay.
Wow, Alana. Remember
Tick never saying that.
Tick?
Tick.
Tick. Yeah, that's possible, but no. He should have. All right, and Ocean wants to leave the right. They take her. Oh, yeah, so again, there's the part where what's her name, calls the Jedi, one of the moms calls the Jedi a bunch of deranged monks. And it's like, again, like, who are you talking to?
Like, yeah, this like, is look who's talking.
Calling the kettle black stuff.
I mean, we don't know anything about the witches. Maybe they're cool.
Oh, they're like, it's like a ceremony where they swear eternal allegiance to the cult and they never go anywhere else.
And again, and they're raised, they don't really have a choice.
Come on, Alana.
What? The Jedi? They say they won't have sex and they won't get married and they won't have kids and they won't see their family again. Why are they so great?
They're altruistic. What do these witches do?
Wait, by the way, speaking of Jedi's and sex, Alana. Alana, listen, did you hear there was a George Lucas statement where somebody asked him about how come Jedi's have to be celibate? And he said, no. I didn't say they had to be celibate. I said they had to forgo emotional attachments.
So they can.
So that means they can't have a family. They can't have families, but they can still have sex.
Okay.
They can have families, but they don't have to be attached.
I suppose that's true.
They can be deadbeat dads. Also,
Logan Roy.
Isn't it like the Night's Watch in Game of Thrones? Right?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
I guess so.
It's like Invincible, where you consider them pets and you don't have any emotional attachment.
Question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so then the next note I have is they're in a conversation with the mom, and they have a scintillating debate where one of them says the Jedi are good and the other one says the Jedi are bad. I thought that was funny.
Morally complex,
But then the mom says, there is no good or bad, there's only who has power. And I'm pretty sure that's some kind of political statement.
Oh yeah, for sure. Come on, Jay, we gotta get out of here. Let's get this car on Vamoose.
What happened to everyone else? Did they die?
Zach, how's your dad?
Rob's dead, but...
It's done, I'm in the game.
Okay.
I'm marked. Let's get out of here.
Well, I'm spectating.
Drive, Jay, drive.
Okay, so next we have a head game with Osha.
They talk about how, they won. They're like, Osha, you need to fail the test on purpose.
Yeah,
they haven't
quite
gotten the message that she doesn't want to be there.
No.
It's not, she doesn't, they don't get it. You know, and Osha doesn't want to, she's like, she can't even commit to that. She's like, okay, I'll do it.
She does try.
Because May's like, you're gonna fail on purpose. She's like, okay.
Yeah, and she tries to fail on
does
purpose.
Does she fail on purpose, or do you think it's like
why does she try?
She's
she
doing
to,
it.
She ruined the ascension ceremony because she wants to be with the Jedi. So just be with the Jedi. Oh, damn.
No, she got interrupted.
Yeah, how was that her fault?
Wait, what do you mean she got interrupted?
The ceremony got interrupted by the Jedi.
Right at the perfect time.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay. So you're right. I forgot that she didn't actually commit to being
Jedi blasphemy.
To joining the Jedi until later. You're right. Okay.
Yeah. So she has this head game test, and Old Soul figures out what she's doing. He's pretty smart.
Yep. Would you say Would you say the Jedi have soul, but they're not soldiers?
Yes. Well, they said they're keepers of the peace, not soldiers.
That's right. They're like UN peacekeepers.
But yeah. So May or Osha says, "I don't want to be a witch." I really would love to know, like, what's the case for the witches? Like, why would you want to be one and not a Jedi?
You're your family.
Unlimited power.
You've been brainwashed about it forever. They've birthed you. Yeah.
They made you.
It's a nice planet, like compared to Tatooine or something.
Wait a second.
Tradition, dude. Tradition.
Wait, guys, did we already talk about Threads? Did I miss that?
No.
Like on Instagram?
I didn't really feel the need to talk about it because it's just more mumbo jumbo.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, but yeah,
more mumbo jumbo. Wow.
Yeah. You heard me. Hokey religions
and ancient superstitions.
Yeah. No match for a good blaster at your side.
Throw someone across the room with your mind.
The ancient religion you cling to is no match for this battle station.
Real life.
Technological terror you've constructed.
Okay, so yeah, so then we get Psycho May, which is like something out of a horror movie.
And I thought you're in a separate car. Okay. Yeah,
like, you'll stay with me forever and ever and ever. And
I thought this was the most hilarious. I thought this might have been the reason why the episode was bad. Rob, I'm getting out.
Okay.
So, like, why do they use candles for lighting when they have electric light? Ambiance.
Candles for lighting.
Were there witches? I don't know. Ceremonies?
They're traditional.
Witches.
Let's go back to the lobby.
Oh, I think we were reclaiming the word witch. It's a good thing, even though they're the bad guys. They're the bad guys. I think the Jedi are the bad guys.
But Saul is so nice.
That's what they want you to think.
Well, I mean, again, it's not our universe, so the witch's connotation could mean something different to them.
I mean, not to skip ahead, but I feel like this episode is implying that the Jedi killed them all.
Episode is implying that the Jedi mess with another culture and then all died.
I thought the episode is saying that May killed everybody.
Why would May kill everybody?
Because it causes the explosion and the whole base blows up.
Yeah, I mean, to a degree, they did. And
that's exactly what happened.
But the Jedi indirectly caused it, I think, which is weird. They're so guilty about it because the Baldi guy kills himself over it.
Stone Fortress.
Right. Also, they're a bunch of Force users. You expect to believe, like... Stone
Fortress.
Yeah, well, you expect to believe a bunch of Force users get killed by a little fire. Give me a break.
That was like the worst part of the episode. That was why I was wondering. I laughed out loud when the burning book causes this giant explosion.
Presumably she set a fire somewhere else.
Why would she do that?
She didn't.
No, it was right there. It was right there.
That's not what happened. That was what causes this. You know, they have very poor fire safety protocols. Like the whole base is made out of very flammable wood.
Yeah, shoddy electrics.
Stone. I agree. Shoddy electrical. The Jedi who did it.
Okay, you think the Jedi just went on a rampage?
They're going to be like, we can't let these rogue Force users have this power. We have to kill them for the good of the Republic.
The galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
And only Saul is the only one who doesn't know what actually happened.
I agree with Rob that and as I said in the previous episode, Rob, I don't think you were here for that, but I said there's no way that the Jedi could possibly be responsible for something that would be so bad that the guy would want to kill himself over it.
And I said I agree.
Yeah.
And Jay, are you satisfied with this episode as a reason for him to do it? Because I can tell you that I am not.
Like I said, I mean, it's that huge amount of ridiculous grief of, we tried to take their kid, and then because of that, they ended up killing their whole entire
cult. Because he killed them all.
They didn't even try to take the kid. They were all they did was ask her if she wanted to leave, and she said yes. It's not like they kidnapped her.
They were going to.
The imagination. No, they were.
Yes, they were.
Kennedy would never have the Jedi kill like a huge group of women. I don't know. They got to sell action figures. Yeah, they can't do that.
They can't. But, yeah. I mean, they leave it up to your imagination to a degree. But, I mean, yeah, no, like, I think I could see the guilt of, hey, we screwed with the whole culture because we thought we were better than them and that we should be the only ones who have
also
this
remember
power.
The Padawan killed himself in the second episode? Because he knew he did that. Yeah.
Yep, yeah. We were just talking about that, Celeste. Thanks.
Sorry.
Hey. Wow. It's okay. Snarky.
That's Matt for you.
You're being snarky to our guest? How dare you?
Yeah, that was Zach's last episode. Hey, I'm treating her like one of us, okay?
Yeah, you gotta get a little Matt's snark.
Glad I don't have special treatment.
That's right. It was actually, you know, discriminatory of you guys not to do that.
I mean, I don't.
Okay.
All right, let's move on.
So she leaves. She leaves with the Jedi, and it's like, and it's exactly like Luke. She's like, there's nothing here for me now. Everybody's dead. I might as well go with you guys and learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi.
Well, no, she wanted that to begin with, and then it was just convenient.
Well, she was conflicted, but now she doesn't have a choice.
Was she conflicted? She pretty much said, "Hey, Ma, I'm out."
If she wasn't conflicted, she wouldn't have lied on the test, right? She was trying to appease her sister and her mom's. But then the decision was made for her, so that worked out. Did you guys see the controversial tweet?
No. What?
Okay. I do not endorse the content of this tweet.
Oh.
Okay. There we go.
You're just sharing it with us.
I'm just sharing it. I am not endorsing the message.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet says, it's kind of funny that in Disney Star Wars, even in Disney Star Wars, the black kids still don't have a father.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, that's Disney. Disney loves killing parents.
Right? Yeah, I guess that's true.
Like, yeah, even the 40s on. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just tradition. So I don't know which is stupider, whether May actually said the fire and killed everybody, or she didn't. I'm not sure which is worse.
I know Jay says you can use your imagination, which is great. I love imagination, but I really don't know any other explanation for how they all died other than that.
Well, the Jedi killed them. That's stupid, too.
Really an explanation, because they wouldn't... Nothing we know about the Jedi, especially these Jedi... It's not like they're dark Jedi. Like, we don't... Everything we know about them, there's nothing to indicate... They would do that.
Okay, so is that... Oh, my last note is, take a shot every time someone says, Osha, May, or what have you done?
Yeah. Do you want people to have alcohol poisoning?
Yeah, they say it like 15 times in about 2 minutes. Okay.
Osha. Yeah.
May. Because you get them so confused. They're like, Osha. Oh, what are they talking to?
Oshi. Does Oshi count?
Yes.
Oshikuru. Anyway, so that's episode 3.
It wasn't that bad. I don't know what the internet's so mad about, but...
It's all because of the stupid...
Really because of the lore?
Yeah.
Wait, guys, that's something else I wanted to mention, is when she's on the ship and he takes her blood sample, I thought they were going to start talking about midichlorians.
I was too. They should have.
Right? Isn't that what it's implied, though?
Yeah, it's implied that.
They should definitely have talked about that. And I don't know why they did it. No, so part of the complaints I also saw online is that this show had a bigger budget than Dune Part 2. And everyone's like, where did the money go?
Well, it's damn, it's not over yet.
Each episode has
Carrie Moss.
A huge budget.
Nobody cares about Carrie Moss, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's true. Carrie Moss does not command that high of a salary.
Yeah, when was the last time she was in a movie?
Wow. Matrix.
Revolutions. And the next Matrix. The upcoming Matrix.
Re-enter the Matrix.
Right, exactly. Wait, she was also in, wasn't she in that Marvel? Wasn't she in like, what was the Marvel shows? Wasn't she in Daredevil?
Oh, I think she is.
Or she was a lesbian? What was that show?
Jessica Jones.
All of the other ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Daredevil, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones.
Mostly Jessica Jones, though, right?
Mostly, yeah.
Mostly.
He's pretty iffy in this anyway, just like every actor. Like, I don't know. Even, like, Squid Game guy's barely... I don't know. English is not his great thing.
No, that's what I said last week. Rob, you should have been here last week. We were on the same page.
We could have complained. Yeah.
We agree on everything.
It's iffy. This whole thing.
Dan and Zach left us behind, but we'll.
Okay. So I guess we never talked about it in the episode, but Jay, how does it make Anakin Skywalker no longer special? Not that I really care that much, but.
So the fact that they are created. People are saying because they're created by the Force, and that's what made Anakin special. The Force willed him into being because he was the chosen one. And the fact that now that they're saying they were able to manipulate the Force to create another these twins, it disregards the notion that Anakin was like the chosen one, and that's the only reason, and that's the only way the Force would have worked in that capacity. But they didn't. Did they not listen to like the episode where they're like biological mother is like, yeah, we did some shady stuff to get these kids.
Have a problem. I don't have a problem with it because it's like it's one thing to manipulate the Force to create a person. It's another thing to have it happen spontaneously.
Exactly.
And also, I don't want to hear about it because all you freaking Disney Star Wars fans. Well, didn't care when the sequels pooped all over the original trilogy characters and ruined them. So now I don't have any sympathy for you when they ruin Anakin. Sorry. First time?
Yeah.
James Franco meme, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's like High Republic like era, so maybe there's a couple chosen ones. Just they come every few hundred years.
With Avatar.
I have to say, you know, when Shmi in episode whatever says there was no father, it was just, you know, it was just him, it was just whatever, you know, it's not like what's his name, Qui-Gon, is blown away. I can't believe it, it's unbelievable. He doesn't even react.
He's like, okay, she's lying, but whatever.
Like,
yeah,
a couple thousand years ago. Yeah,
like there's a war bus over here to do damage to.
He's seen a lot. We left Matt behind, by the way. Should we go back and get him?
Hang on, I'll catch up.
You will?
Yeah, I'll ride the lightning.
All right.
Yeah, so I would like to know where they get the idea that he's the only one that has been created by the Force.
Because that's all anyone has ever said, and they specifically say in the movies that is why he's special.
When did they say that in movies?
In The Phantom Menace.
Yeah, in the prequels.
The prequels.
Okay. The prequels.
Matt, in The Clone Wars, when they talk about the father and the embodiment of the light and the dark side, and I can't believe I watched those episodes and I wish I hadn't.
Oh, the super trippy ones where they're on that planet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, which episodes? Wait, what? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. What was that?
In the Clone Wars, where they talk to the embodiment of the light side and the dark side of the Force.
Oh my god.
Grandpa.
Why would you bring that up?
You must suffer as I suffered.
Because I had to watch it. And I don't remember why. And I regret it. Okay. It was really bad.
So much regret.
Celeste, are you going to keep watching the show?
That's a solid yes.
Are May and OSHA ever going to work it out? And can they be friends again?
Yeah. I think May's going to have the Star Wars turn at the end. Be like, oh, you know what? She's not. You know, she's redeemable.
How else are they supposed to have an happy? Like, what other direction could the show possibly go? OSHA heartbroken and alone at the end after you're forced to kill her own sister?
Yeah.
Guys, isn't Jude Law in this show?
What?
Don't get me excited. That sounds great.
Jude Law in this show?
I mean, that's where the budget went.
He's he plays the Wookiee a lot. You didn't know that?
Oh.
Yeah, he's in the Wookiee suit.
Mm. Boy, he's really slumming it.
Yeah.
All right, we move on to questions of the day.
Anything else to say about the show?
I mean, this episode is directed by this guy named Koganada, who's like a YouTube-like essayist turned director. He's a one-name director, but he's actually pretty good. And I was like surprised when I saw his name at the end because I thought pretty poorly directed. But I think that's just the Star Wars effect.
You saw it was poorly directed?
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, kind of shoddy.
What's happening in that scene?
Good one, Rob.
She's, like, holding it in place? Yeah. I guess that's torturous. Anyway, they probably don't mind because they need more people. Like, they're dying out, so they need the recruits.
Even if they suck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess it's your kid. I don't know how objective you can be.
Exactly.
Routine.
Anyway, questions of the day?
Yeah, that's attacking by himself. Let's go back and save him.
Ah, fuck. I thought we were fighting. You guys just left?
Yep.
We get scared.
Question number one. Would you rather always feel like you're having a cold beer on a Friday night or wearing a pair of jeans that fit just right?
Definitely the cold beer.
It's like what I would feel like, or which one would I rather have?
No, it's which one would you rather feel like? Because what would you rather have? A pair of jeans that fit just right all the time or one beer once? No thanks.
Jeans all the time.
Yeah, that's too easy. So it's rather, do you have that feeling?
I already have jeans that fit just right. I don't need another one.
It's the once, feeling. Would you rather feel like you're always wearing jeans that fit just right, or the feeling that you're having a cold beer on a Friday night?
I suppose that's a good point.
I want jeans that fit just right. I could always get beer.
No way. I think that beer on a Friday night feeling is the best feeling, and I would rather have that. I have pretty
some of us aren't alcoholics like you, apparently.
Wow. That's true. And so, and also, I can wear whatever I want to work because I work from home. So, you know, sweatpants,
listen,
basketball shorts.
Jeans that fit right was the premise for a modern classic book movie, The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
How could the pants fit just right for all of them? That's what I don't understand.
That's the magic!
I didn't realize there was a magical element.
Were they actually magical? I forgot about the part.
Right up here.
You guys gotta get out of here. You spent way too much time in one location.
I'm dying.
I think I'm good for one more.
I said Friday night. Jay said jeans, because he's not an alcoholic. Brag about it.
Yeah, I'm the same. I'll guess my jeans are always ill-fitting, which is my own fault, because I don't know. I go to the store and I get bored, and it's like, it fits well enough, and then I leave.
See, so, but then if I have jeans that fit just right every time, that means they would fit whether I need them to be my skater jeans or if they need to be my professional jeans.
Wearing the jeans. It's the feeling of wearing the jeans.
It doesn't matter what you wear. You could wear, like, suit pants.
They always feel comfy. Like you're
right. Yeah.
If you had this feeling all the time, though, then wouldn't your jeans also always be perfect?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's kind of...
And every water you drank would taste like the beer on a Friday night.
Is this like quoting some song lyrics or something? It just seems very specific.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Come on, man.
I didn't know this song. Yeah, I don't know this.
You know the song? Come on, dude.
Cold beer on Friday night.
Can't
sing. We can't sing because we get shut down.
Once it gets demonetized.
Sounds great, I guess. All right, I'll Shazam it later.
Yeah, Shazam it. Alana's rendition was perfect, exactly what it sounds like.
Thank you.
Got it.
You're welcome. All right, did everybody weigh in?
I said jeans.
I said beer. Sticking with that.
Yeah, identical. All right, and Celeste, what did you say?
Jeans.
Okay, sorry.
She said it like 3 times, but it's cool. You don't listen to her either, exactly. Like me.
All right. Question number 2. If we've already done this, again, I apologize. It will at least be new for Celeste. So thank goodness for that. What is the nicest compliment you've ever received?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's a doozy. And I don't usually like these kind of questions because it relies on memory. And, you know, you have to think about your whole life, and that's a lot to remember. But stuff
I think
like
we have had this.
Very well.
I feel like we did do this one. Because I remember my answer.
What was it?
My response was, when my mom said I was smart, it was obvious that I'm smarter than my brother.
I don't remember that.
I remember that. That's fine.
You're supposed to go jog my memory.
I do not. I feel like I would have remembered that, and I do not.
Okay.
So,
It's still funny.
Zach remembered.
The Zach remembers. Well, maybe you guys talked about it without us.
I don't know. We've done the question before, but that's okay, because I have a new one, which is our friend Hannah, our mutual friend Hannah, told me, you know, Zach, these days I feel like you've been channeling Paul Rudd from Clueless.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I thought that was a nice thing to say.
What is that? What does that mean?
Because he's like the hunk, the heartthrob in that movie.
Kind of a ball.
And delightful.
He's just charming as hell, yeah.
And Max on his own sister.
Isn't he like the sexiest man alive?
Yeah. That's why it's the nicest compliment.
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
Yep.
Watch out, Guru. You got some competition. Just kidding. Well, I got a couple compliments on my parenting, not from my siblings, of course. Snicker, snicker.
I don't know enough about parenting
to say something nice about my parenting. Okay, like I said, one person told me that my family reminds them of the Bluey family, which I know you guys probably aren't familiar with, but it's like a family that where everybody really loves each other and gets along pretty well and respects each other and things like that. So that was a nice compliment.
The question is, do they listen to each other and listen to each other's responses to questions?
I'm sorry, what? I don't know. Things like that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Mom says you're an excellent father.
Ah, see, there you go.
Wow.
She would say that though. She's my mom, but still, I still appreciate it. Anybody else, Rob?
I cannot think of this. I've never gotten a compliment in my life. No, I just remember backhanded compliments. I think a friend once said, "Like you're very nice, like on paper, but you know."
See, I'm sorry, we have not done this stuff. Poor Ron. I mean, that's part of the question is I feel like, especially men, don't get a lot of compliments.
We'll be snarky with
you. Men don't compliment other men too well, at least.
Yeah, that's a good story. Yeah.
Care to share with the class?
But you can tell there's affection from it anyway. Like, you know.
Wait, question number three. Let's all say something nice about Rob.
Okay. You're worthy of my friendship.
Rob, your hair is the color of the sun.
Rob, you're way taller than I thought you were.
Okay. I have small guy vibes. Yeah, that's true.
You take care of the kitten so well.
Yes. You're an excellent parent.
I'm writing all these down.
Thank you. Your guests really considerately, knowing that they might be feeling intimidated, being recorded, about playing Mario Kart at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. You're also a very loyal podcast guest, unlike some people that will go unnamed. Oops, crap.
It's CJ.
Wow, yeah. The call out.
But it is true.
Wait, I got one. Rob, you have a very impressive memory. Like when I asked you which movie Julie Andrews was topless in, and you immediately remembered.
Yeah. I mean, that's my own personal problems. I don't want to talk about it, but yeah. Being single too long. But yeah, I do know that too.
Yeah.
There you go. See? It's it helps. All right. Anybody else? Alana?
Yeah. It's the last.
All right, I'll tell mine that Alana just suggested. So in high school, we went to this like college prep school and some people were really intense there. And one girl ended up getting like a perfect ACT score and then went to Yale and then went to MIT. And now is like a professor at Carnegie Mellon or something. She's always been just like extremely intense. And it turns out she had a huge crush on Emmett, my husband, while we were in high school. But anyway, I was in an AP chemistry class with her. And she very distinctly said in front of a group of people, "Celeste is actually pretty smart." That's one of the best compliments I've ever gotten.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you would know.
Power to us apparent simpletons.
Yeah. Actually, that's like a Rob style compliment.
Right?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, like she's smarter than she looks.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like a backhanded.
Yeah.
You suck. So my lady sucks.
Well, I know. I went to
you ended wife. Up with Emmett, and that's all that matters.
Rachel. That's right.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't do that.
Oh.
Shouldn't call her out by name.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
It's okay.
As tempting as that.
Oh, guys, is Kelly back? Thank you.
They always yell at me when I use our last name.
Yeah, we're on a live stream.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ella, what about you?
Oh my god, this is so much pressure.
Pressure like tick, tick, tick. Alana gets so many compliments, tick, they all kind tick. Of blur together after a while.
Oh. No.
Thank you, Jack. No.
It doesn't, I mean, like, it doesn't have to be like your whole life, just something that comes to mind, right?
My whole life. One time I professed my love to Alana.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did she let you down easy?
Planning our trip.
Oh, she is good at that.
Yeah.
Did Zach ever thank you for all of your hours of work figuring out your European trips?
I think so.
Wait, there was probably one where I was playing a board game and someone was probably like, oh, maybe it was when I beat that guy in HeroClix. So that wasn't a compliment. That was more like a triumph.
Is Alana's favorite best victory or whatever?
Yeah, when I beat that kid.
Yeah, I don't remember him. I don't remember him complimenting you.
Yeah, he didn't, but it was really satisfying.
He said something like, "You're pretty good at HeroClix for a girl."
Yes.
For a female.
Lady.
Alana's good at Dominion too.
Probably something in games. Someone's like, "Oh, you're pretty good at this." I don't know.
Work, perhaps.
I mean, I won an award at work, and I'm sure they gave a speech about me that was really nice, but I don't remember what they said.
You disassociated. You
got an award for attentive attention to details.
How about for active listening?
I got the award was for like exceptional support or something, and I'm sure they gave a speech. I'm sure it was very nice, and I don't remember anything about it. I guess the compliment's not for my amazing memory.
It's all right. We can't all be Rob.
An amazing memory.
I hit me on the right.
Thanks.
You remember things. It blows my mind.
Not speeches.
Speeches.
Anyway.
All right. Was question number three the seriously say something nice about Rob? Because then we could be done.
Wow.
You just want to
end it?
We can do another one.
Let's do another one.
No.
All right, our third question comes to us courtesy of Zach.
Uh-oh.
And it is, if you could ask God one question, what would it be?
Are you real? Wait, is this like the opposite of the devil one from last week?
Yeah. Well, it's not the
opposite. How's my mom?
Last week.
Wow.
What are you going to do after all this?
you doing anything later?
Where do you see yourself in 5,000 years?
Lame.
What do you got planned for version 2.0?
Yeah. What are your patch notes?
But in all seriousness, I would probably say, why does evil exist? I know it's boring. I don't care. I want to know.
It's because of the snake in the garden.
Behind us?
I thought we already know why evil exists.
Why?
Because of the snake in the garden or something? I don't know. Zach, who killed you?
The car.
Oh shit. 9:20. Okay. So Zach says, why does evil exist? Jay says, how's his mom? What would I say?
Alana says, are you doing anything later?
No, that's not what I said.
Are you doing?
You said a few different ones. So what's your final one?
The gist is, what's his plans for the future?
His? Did you say his? What's wrong with y'all?
Leave me alone. This is a metaphorical question anyway.
Alanis Morissette will not stand for this.
Alanis Morissette wouldn't answer the question anyway.
No.
Alanis Morissette.
It's a callback to
he is God.
Dogma.
Yeah.
Rob knows.
I know.
The memory of Rob.
Yeah. Of the unimportant stuff. I would ask God, like, I don't know. If there is a God, like, is there free will? Like, is this all planned out?
That's a good question, Rob.
I would probably say which religion is the closest.
The good place?
I'd probably get some cop-out answer, but still.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Do you guys hear Celeste? They're all good. Are you too busy talking?
What?
We did hear Celeste. No, we did not. Was she talking to us or was she talking to you?
Both.
Okay, we didn't hear it.
Which person or religion got it the most right?
Oh, damn it, I just said that. All right, now I have to come up with a different one. That's a good question, though.
They did have that joke in South Park, the movie.
And The Good Place.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they did? Oh, all right. Well, more recent then.
You remember they said in The Good Place? I think they actually answered the question.
I'm tempted to ask something selfish, like, what do people actually think about me?
God is not in the good place.
God is not what?
God's not in the good place. Right?
Yeah, but I think they have that as a topic of discussion, right?
No. Well, okay. They have, yeah, the discussion of who was the most right about the afterlife.
I think South Park said it was Mormonism, but I could be wrong. I was thinking of Book of Mormon.
Probably Scientology.
Yeah, or the Aztecs.
Oh, yeah, or Scientology.
Probably not. But I would want to know.
That's the Jedi.
That's a good question.
Cool.
I would probably ask, what if you were one of us, just a stranger on a bus?
Speaking of song lyrics.
That's not really a question.
Thank you, Celeste, for joining us.
I'm surprised no one said, what's the lottery ticket? What's the next lottery number?
Yeah, I don't think God is going to fall for that.
I think if you're the presence of God, you should try to do something a little less self-serving.
Before you sign off, Celeste, is there anything you want to plug? Anywhere we can find you? Creative pursuits?
On socials, charities. Perhaps?
Any internet presence?
Yeah.
No, I'd actually like to say that I have very minimal internet presence and would like no attention.
To maintain that way. Yeah. Please don't contact me.
Also
I'm on this platform as an opportunity to say, leave me alone online.
Sounds great.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here at Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.